All right. So first of all, how long has this been in the works? I know that you guys sent out the release last week about this, but how long was this planned all along that it would be July 3rd? Was it supposed to be earlier? Was it set back by COVID? Could you talk a little bit about that?
A little bit, yeah. So you could say in some ways that this was really started in 1999 with the formation of the first War Memorial Committee, and they really actively worked to bring the World War One and World War Two memorial that is also in the Peoria County Courtyard. They brought that to fruition in 2007. And then not long after that, those committee members really had the mission of wanting to honor all Peoria County veterans. And so they worked with the Peoria County Board and also fundraised and really actively pursued our most recent war memorial, which is called A Final Salute, and it is that large granite memorial. I think you saw part of that perhaps in the Instagram photos and also the rendering on the press release. And this statue that we were talking about, at the time of A Final Salute, we actually dedicated in 2018. And at that time, we had both the statue from the Vietnam War, War Dog, which was created by Aaron Malone and was originally at Wildlife Prairie Park, and they have kind of like permanently loaned that to us for this war memorial now. They also have from the Korean War, Preston Jackson, the local sculptor here, he did that statue of a U.S. soldier from the Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
And then this final statue that is coming in, which was kind of commissioned a little later, so it wasn't quite ready for the 2018 dedication, but was intended to be dedicated a little sooner, which it was postponed due to the global pandemic a bit. But that one is, this third and final statue is really by Darwin Wolf, and he's a sculptor actually from out west. This is going to be a U.S. service member representative of the wars on terror in Afghanistan and Iraq, and kind of that third and final as we move past, you know, we had the World War One and Two, and now we've kind of a final salute. That war memorial really is meant to honor everyone who served after World War Two and you know, and beyond.
So then I would say that that had to have been a part of the reason why at least you guys tapped Senator Duckworth to come out here and do the keynote speech for that, because that's obviously something that's near and dear to her personal past.
Yes, and having served in those conflicts was definitely, you know, part of the choice of that. And the committee over the year has changed and come and gone, and that was one of the late Steve Sonnemaker's you know, thoughts would be a good one going forward. Yeah, so we are very happy that she was able to, you know, have her schedule accommodate that and come for our memorial dedication.
Sure. And Darwin Wolf, you say he's actually not local. You say he's from out west.
Yes. I can find, oh gosh, I cannot remember if it was, I believe he's coming from the Sioux Falls area, South Dakota, but I can double check on that. The committee members a few years ago chose him and worked with him, and I'm not privy to on what their what they saw on his artwork that drew them to him.
Right, but he will be on hand though for the dedication.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very nice. And after this, are there any plans for any future dedications, any future memorials, anything like that? I mean, this is called The Final Salute. So
yeah.
Will there be anything after this? Or is there anything in the works, anything being talked about that you can share?
The committee really was forward thinking. They really did want this to be the final war memorial overall in here. And so it was planned with that in mind. And so if you look at the granite on there, it does have empty space planned into it, just knowing that there will be future conflicts, and we can only imagine that there will be you know, future veterans from our area who may lose their lives. And so they have kind of planned that into it. So this is really meant to be kind of a culmination of the work on this in the courtyard. The courtyard does have soldiers and sailors from the Civil War era and World War One and Two, and so and this one encompassing everything past that. So it is those three large war memorials are really meant to honor all the veterans. So we have left extra space for engraving to go forward, and also so that was really their work. So I don't believe so. I believe this really is the culmination of the work of that original committee. You know, I have changed members over time, but it's really, you know, it was really their mission to honor all Peoria County veterans, and I think they've done a wonderful job in getting to this point.
Yeah, they sure have. So Senator Duckworth is going to be the keynote speaker, but it says that there will be some other people speaking as well. Do you know who those people are who will be speaking alongside Senator Duckworth?
Yes, mostly we have, Phil Salzer is going to be talking a bit. He's a Peoria County board member. He'll be talking on the Peoria County War Memorials, trying to give a brief history, kind of as I'm relating to you. But he'll know a bit more about, you know, how the committee came to be and what their thoughts were moving forward. We're still in the process of a couple. Really, our keynote is Tammy Duckworth. We also have a U.S. Army veteran, Larry Evans, who will be introducing Tammy and speaking a bit on that. And he's also in the state's attorney's office as well. He spoke a bit at the last dedication as well, so kind of keeping that together. But otherwise, really just focusing on Senator Duckworth.
Right. And I know it says that it starts at 11 a.m., and is that when the first speaker will speak? Is that when Senator Duckworth will speak? Can you talk a little bit about the schedule of events for that day?
Sure. No, we'll open it up at 11, American Legion Post number 2 is helping us out with posting of the colors. And we'll work through an invocation and, like Phil Salzer, talking a little bit more about the memorials remarks. And then, unveiling of the statue. And then we'll move into Senator Duckworth's speech.
Awesome. Well, Gretchen, that's everything I had for you. I appreciate you taking some time to speak with me about this today. I think people will really be excited to know that this is happening.
Well, I hope so. And we're excited to finally, as a culmination of everything, to really bring it all together.